You're watching the top five. The US and Afghanistan remain divided on a bilateral security pact that would give immunity to American troops on Afghan soil. Washington insists that there will be no deal without the immunity.
We need to say that if the issue of jurisdiction cannot be resolved, then unfortunately there cannot be a bilateral security agreement.
Kerry made the comment during a joint press conference with Afghan President Hamid Karzai in Kabul. The Afghan president acknowledged that the two sides have reached a partial deal but remain divided on the issue of jurisdiction for U.S. troops. Karzai also says that the U.S. has accepted his condition that its forces halt airstrikes and night raids on the homes of Afghan civilians. The issue has been a main source of friction between the two countries. It's increased anti-American sentiment among Afghans since many civilians have been killed in such attacks. Our correspondent Faiz Khurshid is with me now live from Kabul. Let's get the updates from him. So Faiz, up until now we're not getting any signs that an agreement is going to be reached. What are you hearing?
Well, Omar, John Kerry insisted very much on this issue last night, especially during his two-day negotiations with President Hamid Karzai here in Kabul. He did all what he could to retain legal immunity for their forces from Afghan law. But President Hamid Karzai, as you said, left this demand of the U.S. to the Afghan tribal leaders and lawmakers to decide on. And today I went to the Afghan parliament and talked to lawmakers there, and I found most of them strongly opposed to this deal. These lawmakers told me that they are not sure that the U.S. military would stop their military operations, especially drone attacks that are responsible for a large number of civilian casualties here. And they say they're not going to give legal immunity to American forces, and they are not going to let Afghan president sign the deal. They say that this deal will bring more problems, more bloodshed, more violence, and more deaths in this country. So I think both now, President Karzai in the U.S. government, have a long way to go. How will they convince these Afghan lawmakers to give them the go-ahead to stay here beyond 2014 deadline? It remains to be seen now.
And I know we've talked about this before, but for those of our viewers who are not familiar with this concept of the agreement, let us know what the United States means by its presence in Afghanistan beyond 2014. Is this about permanent bases? Is this about a couple of years after 2014, or what else?
It's about permanent military bases, Omar. President Hamid Karzai has already confirmed that the U.S. government wants to set up its 9 permanent military bases in different provinces of this country. They will stay here for decades to come, and they would continue with their military operations. And the Afghan people believe that these military bases, permanent military facilities, are against their pride.
Faiz Khurshid, a correspondent with us there live from Kabul. Faiz, thank you.